From Storyflow Tech, the day's top 10, June 9th. From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 9th. Here are today's top 10 tech stories. Let's get into it. First, from Insights by KP, your edge case is someone else's use case. In this episode of KP Impact, KP Ready sits down with Dr. Barry Clark, CTO of Zero RFI, to unpack why construction projects fail on details nobody thought mattered. A structural beam seems simple. Read the line on the drawing, spec the size, done. But the client needs the longest span possible without custom manufacturing adds cost. The superintendent needs to know when the truck leaves to avoid traffic adds delays. The permitting team worries about wide load requirements adds 90 days. The building supplier tracks lead times and availability. Same beam, five different perspectives. Next, second, from Agentic AI, designing Hermes agent from scratch, a systems deep dive. If you strip away the packaging, Hermes is not a chatbot with plugins bolted on. It is a long-running control loop that sits between a language model and a curated set of side effects. Every design choice in News Research / Hermes agent follows from that premise. The model proposes actions. The runtime enforces budgets and guardrails. Tools execute in isolated environments. And SQLite holds the truth about what actually happened. This article walks through Hermes agent architecture in detail. The goal is not a feature tour. Up next, third, from Emerging AI. Stop hitting Claude usage limits, the tokens guide. A team can lose half a day without making one big mistake. Claude code is open. The app is nearly working. One person asks it to fix auth. Another asks it to review the whole repo. Someone pastes a long error log. Then Claude starts reading old files, old messages, tool output, package files, build logs, and the same project context again and again. The screen still looks calm, but behind the screen, the meter is moving fast. This is the new Claude problem. Not that Claude is weak. The opposite. Claude is now strong enough to keep working for longer. And then, fourth, from Avicola, your agent harness should repair itself. The voice agent stack is one of the few areas in AI where the demand is enormous, and the worked examples barely exist. Speechmatics Academy has open-sourced a collection of runnable examples across batch, real-time, voice, and TTS, each standalone enough to clone a single folder and have a working pipeline in minutes. The integrations have complete loops with LiveKit, Pipecat, Twilio, and Vappy, covering WebRTC capture, turn detection, speaker focus, interruption handling, and function calling. The use cases it teaches cover production territory, including SRT captioning, call center topic deck. Next, fifth, from the VC corner, 590 plus US women angels. Women angels are among the most active early stage investors in the US right now, and they are among the most underpitched. Most founders build their investor list from the same sources, Crunchbase, AngelList, and whatever names they hear at demo days. Those sources skew heavily toward the same 200 names everyone already knows. The result is a crowded inbox for a small group of investors and zero outreach to hundreds of active angels who are writing checks right now. This database changes that. 590 plus US women angel investors. All active. Up next, 6, from New Economies, the IPO comeback. Hey readers, welcome back to your regular tech digest, a quick snapshot of the most important tech news from the past few weeks. This edition breaks things down into key trends, the IPO comeback, top tech news, startup funding highlights, new VC funds acquisitions, must-watch interviews, and more. Let's dive in. After 3 years of limited activity, the IPO market finally started moving again in 2025. The US saw 347 IPOs, up from 225 the year before and the strongest showing since 2021. The difference this time was investor selectivity. And then, seventh, from Product Market Fit, stop prompting AI and start building loops, how the head of Claude Code stopped prompting AI. There's a moment in Boris Cherny's conversation with the acquired podcast that most people skipped past. He's talking about his daily workflow, how he uses Claude Code, what his job actually looks like now, and almost offhand he says it, I don't prompt Claude anymore. I have loops running. They're the ones prompting Claude and figuring out what to do. My job is to write loops. The person who built Anthropic's coding agent doesn't write prompts. He writes systems that prompt themselves. That's not a flex. It's a signal. Next, eighth, from Work Futures. term of the time, soft days, I encountered two complementary terms that are making the social rounds on LinkedIn, TikTok, IG, and Reddit. They share the root word soft in distinction with hard. Duh, soft off day. According to Kara Reinhart at LinkedIn, the trend of soft off days where employees engage in personal activities during work hours has surged as many seek better work-life balance, Fast Company reports. The practice often stems from feeling underpaid and overworked, prompting workers to reclaim their time. Up next, 9th, from Eurasia Dispatch, Guardrails and Gateways, Europe balances openness with resilience. Welcome to the latest issue of the newsletter. This week, Eurasia Dispatch covers institutions, member states, business commentary. EU Trade Commissioner Maroš Šefčovič has proposed the creation of a dedicated diversification instrument aimed at reducing dependence on single suppliers in strategically important sectors, including semiconductors and rare earths. As always, there is a lot to unpack, so let's get down to business. And then, 10th, from Adio, Loop Engineering. Loop Engineering is replacing yourself as the person who prompts the agent. You design the system that does it instead. A loop here can be thought of a recursive goal where you define a purpose and the AI iterates until complete. It's roughly 5 building blocks, and Claude Code and Codex both have all 5 now. I believe this may be the future of how we work with coding agents. That's today's Tech Brief.